Now back to the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.
DRS, midway point, an hour and a half to go is what that means to you and me. Don't forget to tune in to the Roger and JP show tomorrow.
I love Roger and JP.
Yeah, they won't be here.
No?
Yes. Yeah.
What's going on?
I will be hosting as
Sorry, guys.
Really?
Now I got to turn my back on you. When they coming back?
They'll be back Monday.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Now we're talking.
No, I'm not doing the whole week.
Come on, Jerky. You're not going to give the whole week?
I'm just doing Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So there you go.
Clearly, I'm kidding. I'm sure it was great.
It was all right.
Is you and Monica?
Monica and JR. Me,
all right.
Myself, Monica and JR.
Gasparilla Monica?
No, not Gasparilla Monica. Although Roger and his wife are in town.
Oh.
And he set in for the first segment, which I stretched out to about 30 minutes. It was fun. I don't really get to see them whenever they come into town,
right,
for various reasons.
What are they in town for? Just vacationing down here?
They're on vacation. JP is on a cruise, and Roger's wife, Susan, has people in Venice.
All right.
So, they're going to see their people.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, did you know, I'm sure you watched the NBA All-Star game over the weekend.
Oh, sure. Whatever.
I didn't even know it was a thing. I don't watch the NBA.
Right.
Nah. So, I had no idea until today, or earlier, actually last night, that it was over the weekend, and Fergalicious sang the national anthem. And all the time, every time, it seems like every time there's a big event, people try to tear apart the singer of the national anthem,
right,
saying this is the worst time. So Fergie did it, and she's catching all kinds of backlash. Even though she's come out today and says she don't care, she tried her best and kissed her ass.
She say that, kiss her ass?
Basically.
Oh, man. She ain't been good since she left the Fugees.
Okay, just what?
Here it is.
She was on Black Eyed Peas, dummy. Can you
see? Oh, yeah.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly wave at the twilight's last gleam.
Can we stop it there for a second? Why is he giving it a torch song arrangement? Like she's in some speakeasy in the 30s.
She's trying to do a jazzy little thing.
I mean, so far, I don't think it's that bad.
No.
It's odd, but it's not bad.
It's not bad. I mean, clearly she can sing.
Yes.
The thing is, though, when you're looking at the expressions of the people that are in the room, they have all awkward looks on their faces.
Because it's an odd arrangement.
It is. I wouldn't say it's bad, but
it's just different.
It's odd.
It ain't bad if you Al Capone.
Let's rise and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Yeah, you're losing me.
Yeah, we're starting to crack, Gio.
Like, she has moments. You're like, oh, okay. She's kind of settled in. It sounds good.
Yeah.
And then she puts weird, you know, affects on the
her little style. That's what she's putting her own flavor.
That's not what the Black Eyed Peas sound like.
Yeah.
She's not Black Eyed Peas. She's her own person.
She's a Fergalicious.
Yeah. No, Black Eyed Peas made her. You didn't know who Fergie was before the Peas took her.
So, but she's still her own person.
She don't have an accent, does she, when she talks?
No. I don't think so.
Through the perilous fight, o'er the
one guy's laughing. cut to his face, he's laughing.
Now that they got some organ underneath it, though, I am liking the arrangement a lot better.
It kind of settles in.
Yeah, it settles in.
Let least me in the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave through the night, that I
Right there.
Oh no, you lost.
That's
me.
That's what Trump sneaked up and grabbed her by the pee.
I kind of like got into it. I'm like, okay. I was kind of feeling the vibe. But then she took the plane and put it right inside of the mountain.
I did not hear a vast majority of this front end.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all. No.
I'm kind of digging it. It's just like kind of jazzy.
Yeah.
That our flag was still there.
Here it goes.
Oh,
man.
Woo!
Dad, do you think she practiced that ahead of time? Jerrica, you sing.
I think she did. She was just trying to make it her own, and you know.
But it's not her own. It's the national anthem.
Yeah.
No, but it
belongs
is her own
people.
Because just like you say, we talk about cover songs all the time. If you sing the national anthem the same way every time, you're not making it your own.
But can't you make it your own and stay on key?
What's a like driving down a bumpy road?
I know they sang in the 30s. G.O. is a lot of rat tat tat machine gun fire.
Oh, say, does that star spangled banner yet
banner?
Okay, that I don't know.
Look at this guy. He's like, what the? They're cutting to players and stuff in the crowd. They've just got these blank looks on their faces.
Now, as much as I'm saying that the arrangement is growing on me, it still remains for a basketball game an odd stylistic choice.
Yeah, if you were going in like some club or a bar or something. And
you're about to see a Broadway play or something like that.
Does that star spangled
bring it home now.
It's too late for that.
For the land of the free.
Now, she nailed that.
Here's the thing
she
is.
She nailed that. Yeah.
I think if she had just straight up sung the song,
yeah.
She would have been fantastic.
She would have killed it.
Because you can tell she's got a professional voice.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got a massive voice.
Yeah.
So what the hell are you doing?
I think stylistically that threw her.
And the home of the brave.
And I like fell asleep 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, but that last thing, I got chills just because her voice is. Not that part.
No?
You think
she's got a really good voice. She's just singing it the wrong way.
It ain't as good as the hit she had with Salt and Pepper. I'll tell you that. Donald, go ahead. You're on the BDRS.
Trying too hard to sound like Amy Winehouse. And God rest her soul, she's a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
She's trying too hard.
Okay, I could see that. I could hear a little bit of Winehouse in it. Thank you, Donald, for the call. Appreciate it.
Well, of course you can, because it's jazzy, but that doesn't mean she's trying to listen or, you know, sound like Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Less risk.
Yeah.
Okay, can we just admit and say, give her props for not missing up the words?
No.
Well, you know.
Why not?
It's not the worst rendition from a celebrity
certainly not.
I've ever heard by any stretch.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, how are we going to give her props for not messing up the words? He had like how long has he had to memorize them? Fine. It's like 10 lines.
Still, clearly a lot of artists have messed up the words.
Yeah. It's not as bad as I thought it was.
No.
When I heard everybody blowing up about it today and I saw it on social media, I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be a train wreck.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, isolated clips made it sound worse. Hearing that entire rendition, I'd say she was about 75% there. All right, 70.
My ears hurt just in that spot.
Go ahead, Fergie.
I like the
or bird.
Rock, it's red glow.
I got to tell you, it's kind of growing on me now.
Yeah, the more you hear it, the more
I hear
it,
I kind of get into the jazzy. It's kind of like a panty dropper, jazzy kind of tune.
If I were a documentary filmmaker, I would play that version over scenes across the country of people shooting up heroin. And gutted out Detroit, and then that's what it takes what is should be a joyous song, and kind of, I mean, and again, I like dark stuff, so I kind of like it, but I just think the arrangement was ill suited for the event. It's a basketball game. You got men standing around in shorts and jock straps.
What does that have anything to do with how she sings the national
anthem? Heroin rendition.
If I were in law enforcement and was in the interrogation room trying to get people to talk,
yeah,
I would just play this. I'll tell you whatever you need. He did it. It was a cat named Mo. He robbed the bank. Please, I'll tell you anything you want to know.
Faceless Beard said, what's worse, Fergie ruining the national anthem or Wyclef Jean on the We Are the World collab?
They're very similar.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah.
Very similar.
We got to find out who's voice coaching the Black Eyed Peas. Mary, go ahead. You're on the BDRS.
Hey, Mo.
Hey, Mary.
I was wondering if she actually couldn't sing that song the preferred way, so she just sang it differently. Is that a possibility, you think? She really couldn't sing it the regular way.
It's a possibility, but she does have a voice.
Yeah.
Yes, she has a beautiful voice.
Yes. I think she, you know, listen, I like when people make the songs their own as long as they keep them at a reasonable length. I don't hate it. I just think she had a couple of missteps. Now that I hear the song in its entirety, I think she did a fairly good job. But again, it's an odd arrangement for the event, is what I think.
She definitely got our attention, and
yes.
She does have a good voice, and I was just wondering if she was afraid to sing it the regular way.
She's the only one that know, but I tell you what, Mary, it could possibly be that. Thank you for the call, sweetheart.
No, she's,
you're welcome. Right.
She stated that she wanted to make it her own.
Right.
Because she
wanted to
challenge
herself.
You can
still stay on key.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I get it. But
furry. I expect. You know.
I give her props.
Listen. Again,
it's hard to go out there and perform and not mess up the songs.
I can't do it. Give the BDRS audience. Come on, Jerrica. Give them a little taste. Give them one line.
No.
One line, Jerrica. How about how about that part? Say, does that Star Spangled Banner. Go ahead. You can do it, girl. It's for America.
Yeah. Put Fergie in her place.
Yeah.
Oh, say, does that Star Spangled
Come on, Gio. She's about to nail
my buttons.
No. Go. That was a
yet Star. That's all you're getting, because
I
don't want to.
Come on, go ahead.
Gross. I don't even like singing this
song. Bring it home. Bring it home. Bring it to America.
Got it.
Go.
For the land and the free and the hope on the way.
Don't disrespect the national. Tarek, it's President's Day, for God's sake. Come on. Give us. Bring it home.
No, I'm good.
Thanks, Gio.
What did I do?
She was breaking it down.
Was she?
You scared her away.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
All right. What do you got?
What's she doing? She always goes on the phone.
I know. Yeah, get off the phone, Jerrica. We need you. We need your voice. All right.
I mean, people are calling in.
Nah.
They want to hear you sing the national anthem on President's Day.
No.
Come on. That's your talent. Here we go. Go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerrica.
They can't you see? I don't like this song. I don't like singing to karaoke or the instrumental.
Okay, pull the music down. She's gonna go live. She's gonna go live.
Oh my God. Come on.
All right, right, go live, Jerrica. Go live.
Is she going a cappella?
Yeah, it's for President's Day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light? That's all I'm going to sing because it's a disaster. It's a disaster.
It's the Moe Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Moe and Geo.